Good morning. I'll be presenting trends in syphilis among persons living with HIV moving into Washington State from 2010 to 2014. From 2010 to 2014, we saw a large decrease in newly diagnosed HIV in Washington State, but an increase in persons moving into Washington State who were living with HIV. For purposes of this presentation, persons living with HIV, or PLWH, moving into Washington will be referred to as in-migrant HIV. In-migrant HIV increased 36% from 2010 to 2014. During the same time period, we saw an increase in early syphilis cases reported to Washington State. Early syphilis includes primary, secondary, and early latent stages. Historically in Washington, HIV and syphilis have been closely linked with a high rate of co-infection. With both increasing, could in-migrant HIV be contributing to the early syphilis cases in Washington? To answer this question, we identified in-migrant HIV population between 2010 and 2014 from EHARS. We defined date of entry into Washington State as either the date of the first HIV laboratory test performed in Washington, or the date the person was reported to the Washington State Surveillance Program, whichever earlier. Syphilis data were obtained from Washington's person-based syphilis serology registry, which documents syphilis laboratory tests, investigations, and diagnoses. Laboratory tests include all reactive test results performed in Washington, which are reportable by law, and all results of tests performed by our state public health lab. Investigations are performed when a laboratory test indicates a suspected case, new case of syphilis, to determine actual new infection. Through investigation, our suspected cases are either determined as, an old case through talking with other states, or determined as diagnosed with confirmed new infection. And all of our syphilis and HIV are matched routinely. We compared syphilis testing, investigation, and diagnosis dates to the date of Washington immigration and analyzed the data three different ways. A syphilis test before immigration was defined as greater than 30 days prior to the date of Washington entry. A syphilis event at time of in-migration was defined as 30 days prior to and up to 90 days after entry. And a syphilis event after in-migration was defined as greater than 30 days and up to 1 year after entry. We had to limit to 1 year after entry to account for the varied times that persons were living in Washington. Approximately 8% of in-migrant HIV were diagnosed with early syphilis at least once before moving into Washington. This proportion varied by year, but trend over time was non-significant. The proportion of in-migrant HIV tested for syphilis at time of entry significantly increased from 8% in 2010 to 17% in 2014. We also saw, upon immigration, the proportion with a syphilis investigation significantly increased from 5% in 2010 to 9% in 2014. However, we did not see an increase in new syphilis diagnoses resulting from the increase in investigations at time of entry. On average, about 12% of investigations resulted in new syphilis infection. The proportion of in-migrant HIV diagnosed with early syphilis after entry into Washington remained steady across the five-year period, with about an average of 2% of in-migrant HIV diagnosed with early syphilis after entry. This analysis did have a few limitations. First, we do not receive all non-reactive syphilis test results performed in Washington, only those that are performed at our state public health lab. And syphilis diagnoses prior to Washington entry are only obtained from other states during a syphilis investigation. So we potentially exclude some prior syphilis diagnoses among in-migrant HIV with no syphilis testing performed in Washington. However, both of these limitations would underestimate the true proportions, and we have no reason to believe that these proportions vary by year. Other limitations include that the date of entry into Washington could potentially be inaccurate if care in Washington was not established immediately, and our HIV syphilis process may miss some matches due to our conservative matching algorithm. So in conclusion, even with the increase in in-migrant HIV, the proportion diagnosed with syphilis at time of entry and after entry remains steady. The increase in those tested at entry that we saw could be explained by the significant significant investigations at time of entry. So further investigation is needed to determine why syphilis is rising in Washington and if the link between syphilis and HIV in Washington is as strong as once thought. I'd like to acknowledge everyone who contributed to this project, and thank you.